Great Tuesday morning, beloved. Thank you for joining with me again on this wonderful morning. And today we are in Matthew chapter 12, verses 22 through 37. Again, God's saving word for us this week is wisdom. In this passage, Jesus heals a man who is blind and unable to speak. This prompts the religious leaders to challenge Jesus' authority, claiming that his source of power is demonic. They fail to recognize that God's Spirit is at work in Jesus to do God's will. The reading concludes with Jesus issuing a series of warnings about evil and the judgment day. So let's begin. Then some people brought to Jesus a man who was blind and could not talk because he had a demon. Jesus healed the man so that he was able to talk and see. The crowds were all amazed at what Jesus had done. Could this be the son of David, they asked? When the Pharisees heard this, they replied, "He drives out demons only because their ruler Beelzebub gives him power to do so." Jesus knew what they were thinking, and so he said to them, "Any country that divides itself into groups which fight each other will not last very long. And any town or family that divides itself into groups which fight each other will fall apart. So if one group is fighting another in Satan's kingdom, this means that it is already divided into groups and will soon fall apart. You say that I drive out demons because Beelzebub gives me the power to do so. Well, then, who gives your followers the power to drive them out? What your own followers do proves that you are wrong. No, it is not Beelzebub, but God's Spirit who gives me the power to drive out demons, which proves that the kingdom of God has already come upon you. No one can break into a strong man's house and take away his belongings unless he first ties up the strong man so that he can plunder his house. Anyone who is not for me is really against me. Anyone who does not help me gather is really scattering. For this reason, I tell you, people can be forgiven any sin and any evil thing they say, but whoever says evil things against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. Anyone who says that says something against the Son of Man can be forgiven, but whoever says something against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven now or ever. To have good fruit, you must have a healthy tree. If you have a poor tree, you will have bad fruit. A tree is known by the kind of fruit it bears. You snakes, how can you say good things when you are evil? For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. A good person brings good things out of a treasure of good things. A bad person brings bad things out of a treasure of bad things. You can be sure that on the judgment day, you will have to give an account of every useless word you have ever spoken. Your words will be used against to judge you, to declare you either innocent or guilty. Well, today's key verse is Matthew chapter 12, verse 30, where Jesus said, "Anyone who is not for me is really against me." And so, you know, in this passage of Scripture, we see Jesus doing, again, wonderful things, driving out sickness, driving out demons, and setting people free. But when these evil Pharisees, who had their own agenda that didn't include the kingdom of heaven, which Jesus was here to present to the world, when they saw what Jesus was doing, all they could do was judge him. And it just reminds me that the Bible says, "To he who is pure, all things are pure." And, of course, the converse of that is if you're evil, then everything you see around you is going to be evil, because that's what you are. in your heart. And that is why these Pharisees hated Jesus so. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, your power comes from God's Spirit. You have ushered in the kingdom of God. Help me to bear good fruit to extend your kingdom and proclaim your salvation and forgiveness of sin through my words and deeds this day. Amen. All right. Well, that brings our time together on this Tuesday morning to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 through 50, where Jesus redefines the meaning of family. Until tomorrow morning, God bless you.